Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Good morning.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how not all data is equal. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the Land Investors online community. It's free.
Okay. Craig asks, I've got a buyer looking at a lot in Colorado. He's not comfortable with a standard contract for deed. Plus, I hear they don't really go over well legally in Colorado. And I'm not really interested in a deed of trust due to the headache of recovering the property if he defaults. Normally, I would just move on and find someone more flexible or willing to pay more for my trouble. But unbeknownst to him, I hold an option on a land that will soon expire, so I'm motivated to sell. My idea was this, to sell him 2/3 interest in the parcel for 2/3 the total price. He's willing to put down 2/3 of the price, which only covers the cost of the property to me, along with an option for remaining 1/3 of the price for a period of 6 months. So he owns 2/3 of the property until he pays the rest of the total cost. If he defaults, I still own 1/3 of the property and I've already made back my money. Whew, sounds like a lot of work. What are your thoughts, or does anyone in Colorado have a Colorado-friendly, seller-friendly way to structure a terms deal?
Craig, I can tell right now, the way this is worded, that you are going to kick butt in this industry.
Okay.
I think this is an incredibly creative, positive way to solve this problem. And you're getting 2/3 down?
Right.
I think that's, you're knocking it out of the park here.
Well, he's getting back his original investment.
Yeah.
So the extra 1/3 would be crazy.
And it's a 6-month contract.
Yeah.
So I tell you, honestly, what I would do if I were in your seat, I would do a deed of trust. I would do it according to the Colorado statute.
Right.
6-month contract's easy. And if he's putting 2/3 down, the buyer, you're on your way. I think he's serious about owning the property.
Okay.
This isn't like a Luke Smith $50 down, $50 a month scenario.
Right, exactly.
For 100,000 years.
Exactly. Okay.
Anything else to add?
No.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. We're a little rough today, you and I.
I know. I'm just thinking the same thing. I'm like, whew.
It's Monday morning.
I'm trying to rally here. We were at a festival yesterday.
We went to the Italian festival.
In Scottsdale.
My gosh.
We're both in Scottsdale. It's nice to be in the same location.
We almost bought a Fiat.
Oh, my goodness, we did.
Man,
we promised the guy we're going to show up tomorrow, by the way, and test drive the thing, which I frankly think we should.
It turns out that Mazda... Miata, you know, Mazda and Fiat got together, so you get the Italian design and the Japanese quality. Japanese, you know, it fits together, all the bolts fit together. It's hard to pass that up, and it wasn't that expensive.
No, it's really not. They have it's a cute little pocket rocket looking car, so I think we should go test drive that.
You look good in it.
Thank you. There's nowhere to put my purse, though. That's the only problem.
This is the meat of the show. Not all data is equal. If you listen to the show at all, you probably could write the show and do the show for us.
Oh, really?
Databases versus lists.
Oh, boy.
Who wins there?
Can I rant?
Like Superman versus Batman. Yeah. Go ahead.
Remember, I did a blog on this a while back, and I'm like, you know, like someone in an alley selling, hey, buddy, I got a list for sale. You want to buy a list? That's how I feel about lists.
That's how I feel about it, too.
You don't know where it came from. You don't know how current it is.
You don't know
if it has all this, everything you need in there. You need to get your own data and be picky about your data and get exactly what you want.
Yep.
Not just buy a used list from somebody. I'll sell you a used list.
If you're serious about this industry at all and making this your career, not just a hobby, you need to access a database. You don't need to buy a list in Excel.
Exactly.
Or any other format. You need to have access to a database, and you need to manipulate the list, and here's why. Here's the takeaway from this whole show. If you access a database from RealQuest Pro, we're licensed providers of RealQuest Pro, the best data on the planet. there are 20 different ways you can pull, let's say, for example, all the 5-acre properties in any given state, let's say Texas. If you, there, you can pull commercial mm-hmm. properties. You can pull properties with no improvements, properties with improvements. So based on how you pull the, extract the data from and then scrub the data from a database, you could use the exact same data set and get a completely different result when you send a mailer out. Mm-hmm. You can't do that from a list.
No.
From a list, all you get is all the 5-acre properties and the owner's name.
Right.
And that's, you're just wasting money. Most importantly, you're wasting mailer money. All right. So the data itself is the cost is insignificant. It's less than 10 cents a unit
right.
compared to how much money you spend on mail. Mm-hmm. So why would you spend a ton of money on sending a mailer out with bad data?
I know. Well, I've talked to people too that they said, oh, but I did this to save money. And so I got a list and it's got all the criteria. And to save money, I sent it to a VA in another country for them to scrub it and get it back to me. And it was after we talked and at the end of the day, I'm like, did you really save any money? They're like, yeah,
no.
You know what? You're right. I didn't.
No, you didn't save
I got
money.
One county. I spent this much money. I had to wait weeks.
Yep.
And then my VA didn't even really understand.
Yeah,
they did
know.
Stuff wrong.
You can't sub that out.
They don't really sure what
that.
They're looking at.
That's the business we're in.
Yeah.
We're not so much in the real estate business as we are in the data business.
It's true.
You know, that'll put food
right.
on the table for the rest of your life if you can manipulate data and buy undervalued property.
Yeah, you should be using this data. This is the key.
Right.
Use this data. Let it do the heavy lifting. That's where the work comes from, is the right data. Everything else is easy after that.
This might be the shortest episode we've ever had.
Thank you. But that's
You don't
it.
Look rough.
And I don't know
you look
why.
Pretty. You look very pretty.
Oh, thank you. I don't know why this is an area. I'm very curious. Why do people think this is an area to skimp on?
I don't know. I've always wondered that.
I'd say
that.
Skimp on all kinds of other things. I could even, you know, but don't skimp on
the... Here's a list
skimp
of things
on the,
to skimp on
yeah.
in this business. You don't need business cards. You don't need more than a 3-page website.
Yeah.
You don't need more.
You can have one website.
You don't need to buy a side and sell a side.
You can just use one website.
Please don't go get an office.
Right.
Work out of your house. If you can stand working... If you can stand your spouse and your children, work in your house.
Hey, don't hire an assistant.
Don't hire an assistant.
You know, just do it yourself.
That's right.
Make some money, then go from
there. Mailer data, we've already done all the work for bulk mail. You know, it's the price of a stamp.
Mm-hmm.
So do not buy envelopes or any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Skimp on that. Skimp on the mail.
Don't send a generic postcard.
Yep. Skimp on the mail. We've set that up for you already.
Right.
Do not skimp on the data.
Exactly.
Drive an old car.
Yeah.
How old is your car?
How old is mine?
Mine's a 2007.
15. Mine's older than yours. Mine's a 2005. So
and quite
12.
Frankly, we're loaded.
Yeah, I know. I know. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I could buy a new car tomorrow, but I don't really want one.
No.
I like my car. It's, you know, I don't drive my car very much, so it's all good.
Don't skimp on your children's education.
Ah.
You can buy used clothes if you need to.
Yeah, that's very true.
I still do that.
If you need to, there's nothing wrong with that.
Don't eat bad food.
True.
You don't have to spend a lot, but just eat whole foods, you know.
Yeah.
Eat a lot of vegetables. Turns out your parents are right about that.
Don't skimp on taking care of yourself.
That's good.
Health, exercise, whatever it is. Don't skimp on that, like with your food.
Don't look down your nose at plastic surgery either.
Oh my gosh. Oh no, no. Yeah, don't skimp on a doctor. Don't skimp on elective surgery.
Get a good dentist. Take it from me.
That's true. I like that one. You could skimp on your car. What else can you skimp on? You can skimp on your furniture even. I don't care. Skimp
get
on that stuff.
Furniture.
Skimp
Not
on
a,
your dishes and your
buy
furniture.
Buy new undergarments, so.
Yeah, that's true.
And sheets. You don't want those used. And a mattress. You need a new mattress.
Oh, that's yucky. Oh, no.
I read a thing recently.
Oh, my gosh.
I read somebody did a blog and they said this. You would never check into a hotel if you saw the person who stayed there before you. Stop checking into a hotel forever.
Think
You'd sleep
about
in your
it.
Car. Although my car is probably dirtier than the hotel. I'm sure of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Jill got in my car a couple days ago, and she said, it smells like a locker in
it
here.
It does. It stinks. Like, what have you guys been rolling around town with?
She said, you need, it's not cleanable. You need a new car.
Detail it or get a new car. It needs help.
We have successfully avoided talking about this topic.
Well, we're kind of done. That's it. I think this is all related to the topic. Things to skimp on, things to not skimp on.
Never, ever pay full price for real estate. Ever, ever, ever. Oh. Including your primary residence. Skimp on acquisitions. Do not skimp on data. You know what? That's the takeaway here.
That's perfect.
Save your money for acquisitions and, do not spend it on silliness.
Yeah.
Business cards and such.
Pay cash for your acquisitions.
That's right.
If you can, pay cash for your primary residence.
That's right.
You know
Absolutely.
What? Buy less primary residence.
Or
skip
rent
on it.
Either rent your primary residence or pay cash.
Do
not get a mortgage and be strapped down to all that stuff.
Brilliant. I just had a discussion with my mom the other day, by the way, and she actually agreed with this one. No.
She did?
She told.
You and your mom agreed on something?
And it was real estate related. How funny is that?
Your mom's is she a licensed agent anymore?
Not anymore. So, but she was in Southern California for a long time.
So. I've known you for a lot of years. I don't think we've ever agreed on anything with your mom ever.
No, I think this is the first.
What is it with women and their moms?
Except when I used to call her and complain about my kids, and she'd say, ha ha, your turn.
Yeah. Moms and daughters can get into it good.
Like, oh, man. Yes, they can. speaking as being a mother, I sure can.
Okay. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Hey, thanks for showing up today.
Oh, you're welcome. I think our show turned into our after talk.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it all ties in.
I do too.
Things to skimp on, not skimp on. And there's a really good reason why.
Yep.
You want to do this right.
I just got a deal in. Yeah. 1,000 acres. It's all cut up into 5, 10s, 20s, and 40s in Southern California for $127 an acre.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. I'm running to the bank on that.
That's a good deal.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.